There's rumor that they buried him at the cemetery right there on 11th Street. I think it's Oak Lawn on 11th and Peoria. Later on in the years, they went out there and dug up a space where they were supposed to have a mass grave, but they didn't find any. The space they dug up was all virgin land. It hadn't been no digging in that area. But they just dug in one certain area. I can't call the young white man. He said he was 16 years old, and he said he saw them dig the graves and dump the black peoples in there. He stood by it and swore. I think he's passed now.
And I think that's a matter of record.
Yeah, that's a matter of record. He'd been interviewed.
You know about that, or you read about it?
We've read about the mass graves.
Yes.
But somehow nobody's been able to find those mass graves.
That's right.
That's the problem.
See, back in them days, well, the blacks and whites were buried in the same cemetery. No, not separate. The same cemetery. At that particular time, there were some blacks buried out there because it wasn't segregated. If you died and your undertaker had you bought a plot out there, you could buy a plot out there and you'd be buried out there.
They rounded up blacks.
Right.
And put them in jail.
Well, I guess they did because they filled the jailhouse up. And then they killed some of them, but the one that was living...
They put him in the convention hall.
Some whites came and got some of their servants, like the porters and the housekeepers and the butlers. I haven't met anybody that said that they was protected like that that night.
The whites came to get, could they take them out?
No, it was during the route. They weren't arrested. It was during the route that some whites came over and picked up their labels.
The maids.
Chauffeur and the maids and the butlers. And they came and taken them home with them. But they couldn't keep them. They had to turn them loose because they didn't take them in the house and keep them, but they took them in and protected them from that violence. So when they turned them loose, they had to go out to this internment camp. At one time, where you could come back to town to see where the town was all burned, they had to give you, they called it a green card, that my mother and father could come back over and see if there was anything they could salvage. But the whole place would burn to the ground.
Your mother and father, they were here?
Yes.
For the race riot?
For the race riot.
Much of what you're talking about was told to you by your mother and father?
My father, right. My mother and father. Another sister.
And then your older sister. Yeah. What's her name?
Mabel.
And she's 6 years older than you?
Yeah.
When they freed the blacks from the...
internment camps?
Yes. They didn't have any houses to go back to because all of their houses had been burned. Their property had been looted. Everything that they didn't snatch up at the last minute and take with them had been either burned or looted. This is what I have heard since we have been discussing the 21 race riot. Some of the people that were teenagers were old enough to remember what had happened. They were young children that remember being under the bed where their mothers hid them while these people came through their house and took whatever they wanted.
You were not born.
I was not born.
But were your parents here?
No.
Okay.
No, my mother came here in 25.
Okay.
I was born in 25. I was 5 years old when we came here. My mother came earlier and established us a home here. We stayed in Arkansas with our grandparents until we came here to go to school, stay with our mother, and we've been here ever since.
Let's go back to when they let the blacks out. They didn't have any homes to go to.
No.
When it kind of quieted down, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after the riot, they gave the blacks, that was the group I was with, my mother and sister was out at the fairground. At that time, it was on 15th in year, but now it's spinning back to like 21st in year, where it is now. But then it was on 15th. That's where we were incarcerated.